Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Have you ever said to God, I need you? Well, if you have, you can relate to Joshua Rogers because here's his song, I Need You. My name is the X-Man and this is Real Gospel.
Yeah. sentiment of my heart, God. So I'm crying out to you.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have this extraordinary man of God on the program, Joshua Rogers. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me, man.
Oh, yeah. You're a hard person to catch up with, man.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That is okay. But, you know, they say, when you look out there and there's three people in the crowd, you say, well, who's meant to be here is meant to be here. So this is our time, right?
We do that
in church. We sure do. First and foremost, tell the listeners a little bit about you. For that person who just found Christ yesterday and they're not familiar with gospel music or you in general, tell them where you're from and how you first fell in love with the Lord.
My name is Joshua Rogers. I got saved at an early age, 7 years old. Grandmother's a pastor, mom and aunt's an evangelist. Started out playing drums in church and singing and stuff like that. To the point to where I, decided to see, well, hey, let's see what I could do with it. I'd always been, prophesied and preached to, that, you're going to be a, great man one day, all this stuff. I'm not really necessarily, believing that it would actually happen. I went to the show that's actually back on now called Sunday Best. So I went there and God favored me. I actually won the show in 2012, becoming the first male and youngest winner. So since then, I've just been, just traveling and doing everything that God has been gracing me and favoring me to do. So I've been to a couple of different places, but I'm just a young country boy that loves to sing gospel, loves God, and I enjoy seeing God using me and the gift that He's given me to bless His people. So that's me in a nutshell.
There it is. So you grew up in the church, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right,
all my life.
All right. And so,
all my life.
Where are you at now? What city?
I'm currently actually back in South Carolina. I'm visiting with family. With my cousin. I'm from a small town, Greeleyville, South Carolina. So most people only know about it if you're like on your way to like Myrtle Beach, whatever in South Carolina. But a small town. But yes, sir, I'm currently there.
Oh, when you said Greenlee Leaf, you know what I was thinking about, right?
Right.
Green Leaf.
Yeah.
Do you watch that show?
I do. I haven't been able to keep up with the last season, but I'm going to catch up before the new one comes on.
Oh, you're going to binge watch, huh? Binge watch.
Right. Absolutely. Make sure I'm prepared.
See? That's a good show. I might look up and see a cameo, by you on there.
You know what? I received that. We're gonna try to make that happen. I would love to do that, though. I want to do so many different things, like voiceovers. I would love to do acting and stuff like that. So I know one day.
Well, there it is. At the rate you're going, you'll come up with a nice song for the soundtrack and just send it to them. Say, hey, check this out.
Right.
Yeah.
You better
so,
prophesy.
There it is. So I got to tell you, when I heard the song that you did, which just really makes you just get up and just, pour your oil. You've got to tell us how it came to be and just what's behind it.
Pour Your Oil was written by a great friend of mine, Lucius Hoskins, him and Marcus McFarney out of Texas. And so I always wanted to work with him, and we were, talking about some things and just figuring out, what direction we wanted to go into. So he sent me the song, and I was like, I love this song. I really do. And so we were just like, okay, cool. We prepared to get into the studio to do it, got to the studio, and I was like, this is, I didn't realize how high this song was. And we stopped recording. I was just like, I can't do it. Like, we need to take it down. And so Lucius is somebody who will literally push you to your limits. And so he was like, nah, dude, you got this. You gonna do this, So we ended up recording the song, and it just turned out amazingly well. So from that point on, you know, the song has just been blessing so many people. The response that I have been getting from it, I didn't even expect, but I'm grateful for it. But the song, literally, it kind of, you know, even as you said, it just kind of pierces your heart. You know, anybody who, you know, who has a relationship with the Lord understands that without the oil of God, your gifts, your talents, all of that, it means nothing. You say it was without non effect. We're nothing but vessels being used by the Lord, you know, to bless his people and so on. And so this song literally is just, the words speak for itself. You know, God, pour your oil on me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You know, when I first heard it, I actually thought about the story of Elijah and Elisha. You know, when he was asking God, you know, God, give me a double portion of what, you know, Elijah has. And so it's one of those songs that is incredibly encouraging. It's become a prayer of mine when it comes down to the world and the times that we're in right now, because if we never needed the Lord before, we're living in days and times where we really do need him, and we need him to intervene and to strengthen us. So that's this song is just it's become a part of my heart, and I pray that it continues to bless everyone who gets the chance to hear it.
Amen. It blessed me. I mean, it's so you recorded it live, correct?
I actually did not, no.
Wow. It sounds nope. like it. I mean, so how did you now you gotta now have my producer hat on, so how did you get that sound? How'd you do that?
That's the magic of Lucius Hoskins. It really is. He's so great, he's so dope. And what he does is signature to him, and how he pulls the best out of you. He's done great work with like Zacardi Cortez and Marvin Sapp and so many others, and so to get the chance to work with him and just see what he does is just incredible. But it's him and that, and then the grace of God. Like, you know, I feel it's incredible, but I kind of feel like God just literally put his stamp on this song. It's just like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, he truly has. So is the whole project like this, which is called Returning? What can we expect from the overall project?
Well, a lot of different things. You know, I've always tried to do like very well-rounded albums. So of course there's some urban music on there. Of course there's some, you know, this church. I most of the time I tell people, you know, there's a song on here for everybody, from your grandmother all the way down to your 2-year-old baby. You know, so I also did a tribute to Daryl Coley on the record. So it's a whole medley of some of his greatest hits that I did. That was not easy to record. He's truly a legend in his own right. But, you know, just that. I have some, you know, about 2 choir songs over there that I did with the Tennessee Mass Choir. So it's a very well-rounded project. The title track is actually probably one of my favorites, Returning, where we sampled CeCe Winans' In Return on there. So that's another great one right there. So there's a lot of great, good music, whether it's riding music, whether it's worship, whether it's choir, whether it's, you know, just good old church. You know, it's some real good stuff on there for everybody.
So that's a Tennessee connection there. Who do you know from the Tennessee Mass Choir?
Well, actually, my label head and one of the, I think she's one of the executives of the choir. They're actually really good friends. So they wanted me to come and do their last live recording that they did. And so I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, you know, I've never had that type of opportunity. So I jumped on it, and, you know, my label was like, well, let's put these songs on the record. So that's kind of how it happened.
So have you met Jeffrey Wilford?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. He's a good friend of mine. Yeah, he's sort of the director, musical director of the choir, founder. And is the song that you're talking mm-hmm. about, is that Waiting on You?
No. I did The Blood and More Than a Conqueror.
Wow, yes, those songs. We are familiar with those songs. Your work,
yes, sir.
I mean, what's the scripture? Your gifts will make room for you. And so, wow, your gifts are definitely making room for you. I think that's a scripture. We say it. I got to be careful.
It absolutely okay. is. Love it. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, I just got to make sure. Sometimes we say stuff, and then somebody will check you in a heartbeat. You know, that's not a scripture, right?
Oh, you're right. That is so true.
Got to be careful. But you were dropping some powerful names in the gospel music, in the music industry itself. So whom else have you worked with or that might be on this project that we should be familiar with in terms of their names?
I've done some work with Black Elvis. So he's a producer out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's done work with Brandy, Carrie Hilson. And the list goes on. He's very huge in the secular world. And so I was very honored that, you know, he wanted to work with me. As far as doing gospel, I was elated. So he's one. Pierre Madure, who's also done a lot of work in the secular and the church world, is out of Atlanta as well. Who else? Gerald Jones, him and Justin. Out of Illinois, he owns the Soul Awards franchise or whatever that does the radio awards and stuff like that. They actually have about 3 songs that they wrote together on my record. Yesterday is one of them. Free is another one, and what's the last? Heaven. Yeah, they did Heaven. So those 3 were actually written by them. So yeah, another big connection, I guess.
Wow. And so you work with all these individuals. You've learned a lot about the business. Have you ever been a praise and worship leader?
Yes, actually. I started doing it at a church here in South Carolina. It was actually United Methodist Church. Started doing that there. Then when I moved up to Detroit, I started, of course, doing it at my church that I'm currently a member of up there. I've been doing praise and worship now for probably about 4, maybe 5 years.
Amen. So give a quick message to the people who are late for church. They don't have to be, and they miss out on praise and worship. Give them some words of encouragement about why they should not miss praise and worship.
Well, one thing that I have learned, it's very important for those doing praise and worship to be, you know, there and already in his presence and tapped in. But the truth of the matter is that praise and worship sets the tone for the rest of the service. It kind of gets you prepared for the word that God has coming. Any good praise and worship team, they're already in kind of alignment with the message that's coming from the leader or the pastor. So coming in and getting in that moment, it gets you settled and it gets you open and prepared. It kind of opens your pores, you know, for the word that's coming. So I find it very important, for us to be there in that moment. Sometimes when you come in late, or you come in, you know, pass around 10, 15 minutes into his message, you don't know how much important things that you've missed. Either from the pastor, and sometimes, there's such great moves. Like, for instance, the last time I was at my church, praise and worship was so good. My pastor got up, he said some words, but he just had to let God have his way, so you can miss that moment if you don't come in. And we as Black people, we just got to do better. We just got to be on time. We got, CP time, we got to get rid of that. There's so many important things that happen at the beginning of service and in these moments, that you don't want to miss. One of the greatest men in the Bible, David, who was a musician, God described him as someone who literally could change the atmosphere and change men's hearts, and praise and worship is a direct descendancy of that, and so literally that's what can happen. It can cause you to open up and break whatever yoke is holding you, and then allow you to be open to receive the manifestation of what God is trying to give you that day.
Amen. The one and only Joshua Rogers with those words of wisdom. Joshua, tell, for real, that's true. People needed to hear that. Tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and your CD project, Returning.
Yes, well, be on the lookout for my website that is going to be live soon. But you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those are at the Joshua Rogers. So the CHEJOSHUARROGERSOD. But follow me, I follow back. If you want to come to a city near me, if you want me to come to a city near you, you can always reach out to my team. You can reach out to Lone Oak Entertainment, or you can also reach out to me and my team at joshuarogersbrooklyn@gmail.com or call 803-563-6365. So I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to talk to you, meet you, all of those great different things, you know, and follow me, I'll follow back. Let's talk, you know, let's, you know, just do what we do and build the kingdom.
Amen. There it is. Joshua, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.